here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 4th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of Rilke, Rainer Maria Rilke, born in Prague, 1875. His mother, the year before he was born, had given birth to a girl who died after a week, and she dressed her little boy in dresses and braided his hair and treated him like a girl. He grew up to become a poet and supported himself by seducing a series of wealthy noble women, one of whom lent him her castle, the Castle Duino, near Trieste, a medieval castle, where during the winter of 1912, alone in the castle, Rilke said he heard the voice of an angel speaking to him about the meaning of life. He wrote a cycle of 10 long poems that he called the Duino Elegies. It was the great masterpiece of his lifetime. It's the birthday of the philosopher Thomas Carlyle, born in Ecclefechan, Scotland, in 1795, author of A History of the French Revolution, which Dickens used as his primary reference when he was writing A Tale of Two Cities. It was on this date, 1867, Oliver Kelly founded The Grange, the order of the patrons of husbandry, the oldest agricultural society in the country. It represented farmers in their disputes with the railroads and established free rural mail delivery. And it's the birthday of Cornell Woolrich, born in New York City, 1903, started out writing novels inspired by the work of F. Scott Fitzgerald, then wrote detective novels, which became movies, The Bride Wore Black and Night Has a Thousand Eyes. Here's a poem for today by Alden Nowlin, entitled Great Things Have Happened. We were talking about the great things that have happened in our lifetimes, and I said, oh, I suppose the moon landing was the greatest thing that has happened in my time. But of course, we were all lying. The truth is, the moon landing didn't mean one-tenth as much to me as one night in 1963 when we lived in a three-room flat in what once had been the mansion of some Victorian merchant prince. Our kitchen had been a clothes closet, I'm sure, on a street where by now nobody lived who could afford to live anywhere else. That night, the three of us, Claudine, Johnny, and me, woke up at 4:30 in the morning and ate cinnamon toast together. Is that all? I hear somebody ask. But we were silly with sleepiness, and under our windows the street cleaners were working their machines and conversing in Italian, and everything was strange without being threatening. Even the tea kettle whistled differently than in the daytime. It was like the feeling you get sometimes in a country you've never visited before, when the bread doesn't taste quite the same. The butter is a small adventure, and they put paprika on the table instead of pepper, except that there was nobody in this country except the three of us, half tipsy with the wonder of being alive and wholly enveloped in love. A poem by Alden Nowlin, Great Things Have Happened, from his collection What Happened When He Went to the Store for Bread, published by 90s Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses improve what potential customers find online in search engines and review sites. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Allianz. Allianz has been providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the United States since 1896. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.